Hi, welcome to yet another episode of Interview with an MVP. I am your host and creator of Interview with an MVP, the brains and beauty behind the show. And I'd like to I'm Crystal Kawula, and I'd like to welcome Dave Kawula and Alan Rafuse, who here today. You want, ready?
We're going to fade in.
Fade in.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, actually, you can stay in between us.
So today we're going to talk about something near and dear to my heart, which is MVP days.
Our next episode.
Sporting his MVP days gear. Attaboy.
So our next installment of the MVP
What
days,
is MVP days for yes. those who don't know?
North American Community Roadshow. That is what it is.
So MVP days, I'm going to come back to me for just a second. MVP days is actually, like Dave said, a community roadshow where it's brought to you by the MVP community for all of the IT community. So you don't have to be an MVP to attend. You do get to network with the MVPs. We have MVPs from all over the world coming to the one here in Seattle, and next is Orlando. And we're really excited about that because it is our first run in the U.S. and our first one went in Atlanta. And yep. Dave, I'm going to kick, Dave, give us some feedback of some of the sessions you saw in Atlanta. Oh, and presented.
Well, and you know, that's one of the most important parts of, you know, coming to an event like MVP Days, Alan and Crystal, is feedback. Because, you know, having that amazing feedback from the, you know, the attendees and even from the other MVPs is really important. Probably my favorite session that I sat and, you know, just, you know, some of that general feedback was a session that was delivered by the one and only Ed Wilson, the scripting guy. He showed his five favorite new features of PowerShell V5, and the way that he delivered the concepts of PowerShell, for me, like a novice scripter, I really felt like I understood everything that he was going through. And that's sometimes hard to do when you take and you go through those sessions. One of my other favorite ones in Atlanta, Alan, was we had a HoloLens demo and session.
Oh, you got
session.
To see that. Nice.
And so that was pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
So we had our
MVP,
Andreas.
We have it coming again. So if you missed it in Atlanta,
yep.
We have it here in Seattle as well as, sorry, I should mention, we're in Seattle right now filming at the Channel 9 Studios. But we'll have it here as well as in
Feedback
Orlando.
Back to yourself when you're talking.
Okay. Hi. So we will have the HoloLens here as well as in Orlando. Different presenters, same presenter as Atlanta here, Andreas. And then we will have a different MVP doing a whole new HoloLens session in Orlando. So
yes.
Very excited about those. We got great feedback on those in Atlanta, and really excited to keep bringing HoloLens there out there because it's pretty relevant right now, and it's really interesting to see what you can do with it.
I think one of the other things I'd really like to do in this countdown show is give a huge shout out to our community sponsors that we have. These community sponsors are local user groups and blogs that have helped promote MVP Days as a great free community initiative. And two other teams that I'd really like to thank is the Microsoft DX team, which is the developer evangelism team, mm-hmm. because they've been so much help trying to get us, you know, products groups and, you know, also taking and giving us facility here in Seattle for this show that we're at in the Microsoft Advanta buildings. And then the other one is, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, the other one is our diamond sponsor, Veeam. And so, you know, they've been participating with MVP Days for a long time now. And, you know, their support for the community really is one of the things that allows us to bring events like this and run events like this across North America.
So how is MVP Days different than going to another event put on by one or two sponsors?
So MVP Days is a community event. So basically all of the sessions are not going to be focused around that sponsor's technology.
Okay.
The sessions are 100% geared around Microsoft technology. And in fact, when we go through the session selections, one of the things that we look for is we actually look for content that is kind of universal and native Microsoft technologies, not something that's going to be a sales presentation or a vendor presentation at all. So we try to make sure that the content is relevant in every single session. And if that sponsor is going to deliver a session, it has to be something that's delivered with an MVP and have technical merit to it.
How technical? You're using the word technical. Is
yes.
this marketing for Microsoft? Is it?
No.
How deep do we go with these?
Well, so in general, a lot of the sessions, if you had to rank them, Alan, from kind of a level 100, which is very introductory,
marketing.
I'm just learning a concept, some general marketing, to a level 500, which it would be like a technical deep dive.
Okay.
I find that most of the sessions at MVP days are going to be around the 200 to 300,
okay.
and they splash a few deep dive ones in there. But the most popular ones are the introductory ones. And so, like, for example, my good friend Thomas Rayner is a PowerShell MVP.
Right.
One of his sessions that he's going to be doing in Seattle this week, actually tomorrow. Is going to be how to write PowerShell code that doesn't suck. And so
I like that.
That's a pretty relevant session, I think. And there's going to be a lot of sessions that are very relevant to, you know, today's technologies that, you know, that people are interested.
Okay.
So, Crystal, where is the event going to be in Orlando? Do we have a venue locked in yet for it?
How about the webpage for MVP
Days? We do. If you check on www.mvpdays.com, you can register not just for Orlando, but we will be also be soon opening the
Canadian
sites
yep.
for registration. The venue is there. You will get it. When you register, you'll get it sent to you on your receipt as well, so you know exactly where to go. I do believe it's called the Castle.
Yeah, we're still finalizing
the
details.
No, we have it locked in. I just can't remember off the top of my head what it's called, but it's a great venue.
That's okay, Crystal. We'll forgive you. You know, you're running this entire road show pretty much all by yourself. So just for those people that don't know this. Whenever one of these MVP Days shows is run, the countless tireless hours that go into planning and preparations, it normally takes about 4 to 6 months per city in planning and logistics and arrangements just to put one of these on.
And the hours before and after the show
exactly.
to set up and take down.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know what, you're looking at Crystal right here, right now, as we pan back to her. I would like you at home to just, you know, give her a round of applause. Tell her how much you appreciate everything that you've done for her. You can get her at SuperCrystal 1, not at SuperCrystal 2, 3, or 4, as Clint pointed out
yeah,
in earlier
yeah.
this episode.
Who's that?
Yeah.
oh, wait.
Ex-host
Clint,
who didn't make it.
Clint, the ex-host that's
but
not
even,
in this episode.
Even if you're not at home and you're on an airplane, just go ahead and start clapping. Nobody will think you're crazy at all.
Exactly.
I promise.
All right, so we covered... So www.mvpdays.com. The agendas are posted there as well. Top right-hand corner, you can see the schedule for each city. Registration links are there. Please do check out our wonderful sponsors, because without them, we couldn't do it. They provide all the funding, and all the funding they do provide allows us to bring a great show to you for free. And all the money they provide goes into making it a great show. So it's a community road show provided by MVPs for their IT community. And it's a great opportunity if you are looking at becoming an MVP to see what they do and to get this laser pointer away from me. But to see what they do and see what it takes to be an MVP and to see how honestly... truly approachable these MVPs are, and knowledgeable, and really worth getting to know. And with that, I think I'm going to cut it. And
she's going to sign off, because Crystal is the host of MVP Days.
Host of MVP Days, as well as Interview with an MVP. And I'd like to, I'm going to actually put a quick plug in here too, because if you haven't seen some of the content that these guys have been pumping out today, there's some really, really good, knowledgeable content for you under the, just search up on Channel 9, Interview with an MVP, and you will get lots of great content.
Should be up to about episode 70.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Yep. So I'll see you in Orlando.